Raise Hell and Turn It Up, a Daredevil fic. Written by PrettyBirdie979. Read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. With the rating, teen and up. No archive warning supply. The relationship, Frank Castle / Matt Murdock. And the additional tags, awkward flirting, human disaster Matt Murdock, POV Frank Castle, enemies to friends. Sort of. It's a lot of pre-flirting that doesn't quite go anywhere. Summary. Frank's on a rooftop, minding his own business, and trying to survive the heat, when Red rocks up. Turns out, Red's after a fight. Frank is unsure if Red realizes the kind of fight he's actually after, but Frank's going to see how this plays out. There's something eerie about a dark night in Manhattan. The darkness awful in a way the desert never managed. While there's no functional difference, Frank can't see shit without a pair of goggles he's not bothered to put on yet. The darkened skyline of New York is making his flesh crawl in a way he didn't think it was still capable of. The heat isn't helping much either. It seeps into his bones, in a familiar way that he finds himself pushing every memory away, and threatens to drain every drop of energy he thought he had. Every breath is hell on his lungs, and the sweat on every inch of his body does little to cool him. Hell, with all the layers he's got on, it might be making it worse. Frank curses at the dumbass he was when he started this, pissing off enough people that even in this egg boiler of a day he can't manage to take off the vest he's wearing. He's no Red, dedicated to a symbol that he'll wear no matter what, but he's also no fool. Take off the vest and he'll be shot at. Universe is fucked like that. A clang on the roof behind him has Frank pulling his goggles on and lifting his handgun, already half-crouched as he turns for a better line of sight. His clothes cling to his body in this damned heat, making the turn a lot slower than his usual. But it's fast enough, Frank spots the body ducking behind the big metal box on the other side of the roof. With a groan, Frank lifts his goggles up. He recognizes the profile, even if Red's foregone the stupid symbol for tonight. Frank does not lower the gun. "Happy to see me, Frank?" Red drawls, stepping out into Frank's line of sight. The black-masked man not even twitching at the gun that's now pointed at him. He's tense, shoulders hunched up in a way that just screams, "I want to fight someone!" Frank's familiar with the feel of it. That itch crawling under your skin that just demands blood. But also with the look of it. Back there, he would have sent any soldier looking like Red right now somewhere to cool off if he could. Now, he'll just see how this plays out. So with a snort, Frank lifts the gun a little higher, so it's pointing at Red's chest.
"Not even close there, Red."
He eyes off what he can make out of the mask, covering Red's eyes so completely that Frank is filled with a sinking disbelief that this is the dumbass everyone fears. Frank doesn't give a fuck who Red is beneath the mask, but he managed to put enough of the pieces together to realize. How did no one notice this when Red started out? "Not much happening out there," Red says, taking a step closer. "Do you really need to be out tonight?"
"Could say the same thing about you,"
Frank says with a snort. Red's many things, but a good liar is not one of them. Cops are too stretched tonight to be bothering with anyone but the loudest of scum. There's too much happening under the cover of darkness. Surely he could be out getting his blood up on one of them instead of Frank. Something in Frank shies away from the thought. He lets it, rather than consider what it might mean. Red takes another step closer, and part of Frank sighs internally, accepting that, unless Red's stupider than usual, tonight's not the night Frank's putting a bullet in him. He lowers the gun. Keeps it in his hand, though. Red's fast. But is he faster than Frank? And Red's taking another step closer, the fucker, like he's not already far too close for Frank's liking. With the speed he moves at. Only a foot or so away, and just having another warm body on his roof is making Frank warmer. Goddamned heat.
"Looking for something, Red?"
Frank growls. Something warm and proud running through him at the way Red twitches when he speaks.
"There's enough scum in the city for the two of us. You don't need to pick a fight with me."
"You're going to kill tonight, Frank?" And Frank has to roll his eyes at that, Red's do-gooder voice like a rush of cold water, as usual. Only it barely seems effective tonight. Certainly doesn't seem to be doing anything to make the heat under Frank's skin fade away.
"You're looking to be my priest?"
Frank takes a step forward before he realizes he's doing it, getting into Matt Red's face. There's a clattering noise as he drops the gun. He tries to remember wanting to let go, and finds he can't. Looking to spare my city from a bloodbath tonight. Red moves forward, too, raising his head like he's capable of looking Frank in the eyes. They're inches apart now, and Frank is on fire. His blood burns with the urge to punch Red in his face, as stupid a move as that might turn out to be. He might have the advantage of size, experience, and willingness to kick ass like he means it, but Red's fast. And sometimes, terrifyingly psychic in his ability to predict Frank's next move. Might be a fair fight, then.
"I'm not the one who came to this rooftop looking for a fight,"
Frank says, a warm jolt of delight running through him at Red's shiver, and that he's close enough to feel it. "Who says I want to fight?" Red drawls, his very tone a demand for a fight. Frank shifts, like he's about to throw a punch, and Red moves. Something in Frank twitches, and he's throwing an actual punch with the other hand, before his brain quite catches up with the movement. But of course Red is fast, and ducks that poorly aimed punch, which makes Frank grit his teeth and growl, before shoving at Frank's shoulder. Frank stumbles back a step, ducking under Red's first jab and sidestepping his next. He half turns with another punch at Red's face, which he doesn't expect to connect. The one he throws after it, though, hits Red right in his stupid face, and the groan of pain sends the flames under Frank's skin into an inferno. He finds himself smirking, teeth bared as the urge to sink them into Red's flesh runs through his veins. Then Red gets his arms against Frank's neck and his back against a wall, and everything freezes, even as Frank's blood starts to boil over. Red is so close they're breathing the same air, panting in unison. Frank can smell the blood dripping down Red's face, can almost taste it, and a part of him that is getting more and more overwhelming with every passing second urges him to lean forward and actually taste it. Then Red twitches, turning to the left slightly. The heat burning under Frank's skin stills, as hot as ever, but filled with ice by the realization that's the look Red gets when he's heard something. Or someone.
"Need a hand?"
Frank asks, and covers a flinch at how off his voice sounds. He clears his throat and adds,
"Might even be convinced to leave something behind if it's worth my while."
Red tilts his head, a smile twitching on the corner of his mouth. The desire to kiss that fills Frank, too. A truce for the moment? Is that the new slang for this kind of thing?
A truce?
Frank leers, and Red slowly lifts his weight off Frank, moving as slow as ice.
"If I get there first, I'm shooting it."
"Then I won't let you get there first," Red says with a smirk, and goes for the edge of the roof. The heat under Frank's skin starts to burn again. This will be fun. The end.